It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It's the best of most country, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, and sensible, with three locations to serve you in the Texarkana area. They are your financial institution of choice. And we do have a friend from the community. Our guest this morning is Rob from Just Love and Kindness, which is the initials of your son that passed away.
Yes.
But that's where you came up with that Just Love and Kindness,
absolutely.
JLK. Tell us a little bit about last time you were in here, if people remember, you were in here talking about a big golf tournament that you had coming up, and it was going to benefit Pride over at Texarkana, Arkansas. The police department helps out the kids in the city.
Yeah.
And that was going to help them out. I understand from what we've heard, it was a huge success. So tell us about it.
It was a huge success. When we were done with it, as I tell everybody, we were gratefully exhausted.
And
it was just more than we ever expected. It was 100% a grassroots effort. We had games for kids. We had the golf. We had anything you could think of. We had wildlife for the kids to play with. It was just an amazing event. The auction mm-hmm. was a great success as well. The community came out even though they weren't golfing.
Right.
Participated in the auction. But we were able to, for the Pride program, in our first effort, and again, truly a grassroots effort, the whole community poured out, and we were able to present Pride with a check for
$32,241. That's amazing.
Did you hear that?
Thank you, Texarkana.
Well over $32,000. That's one of the biggest fundraisers in this area I've ever heard of.
That's amazing.
I mean, you hear figures and they're pretty decent and everything.
Yeah,
but
they're generous.
That's way over the top.
So thank you.
Tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved with the Pride.
Well, when we first came up with the idea after our son's passing to start a nonprofit in his honor, and our scope and mission, my wife and I discussed, was to get to the youth before the street gets to the youth.
Right.
And it's kind of funny that I ran into one of the detectives from the crime with my son, and I told him about it, and he said, you need to get hold of the Pride, Christy Bennett with the Pride program.
Right.
And it was exactly what we envisioned. So yes. It was just a match made in heaven. I mean, the things that they're doing there every day with the youth is unbelievable, guiding them, mentoring them,
right,
getting them to make smart decisions.
Right.
And so, it was just a match that we were looking for that put teeth into our nonprofit.
Right.
Because a lot of people didn't understand what we were trying to achieve. And this gave us the platform then to show this is what we're going to do. And I will say that, knock on wood, and this COVID stuff goes away and everything, Kevin Schutte on the Texas side has a program. He's copywriting it now, and hopefully he will be on board, and we'll have both sides of Texarkana on board for next year.
Oh, man.
That's
to get
so
both
fantastic.
Of them together would be wonderful.
Now, yeah. Kevin, I didn't give any details, so don't
right.
get mad at
that's
me.
Right.
But
we'll grill you next time you're on air.
Yeah. And but. Yeah, it was just an overwhelming success, more than we ever anticipated. We had to turn golfers away.
That's amazing.
And the golfers that were there, it's kind of a funny story, but we got a call from a doctor in Little Rock.
Right.
Read our website. He says, is it too late to get a team in? And I said, no, we'll figure it out. And so anyway, they came all the way from Conway.
That's
down
fantastic.
Here to play in this tournament. I visited with him afterwards. I said, what do you think? And he said, I have never been to a charity event like this in my life, and I play a lot of them.
Wow.
I'm so glad you did it.
Yeah, and we kind of went over the top. It was a little more expensive than most, but, you know, the community and non-community came on board.
You had private donors.
Yes. Another story is customer and friend all the way out in California read our website.
Right.
And he called me, and I won't say how much, but he said, hey, will this help you? And I said, well, of course.
Of course, yes, please.
And boom, in a week, here came a check all the way from California.
Well, that's fantastic.
My boss and dear friend all the way from North Dakota sent a big chunk because he will do anything for youth.
Oh, well, that.
Well, that's amazing.
In fact, the guy in California said, he goes, you know, what you guys are doing, why don't you come out here and help us? I said, I don't know if there's any help out there.
Oh, goodness.
No, no, Rob, hang around, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and maybe some a hint of other things you may be doing in the near future. And we'll have more of the best in most country coming up next right here on The Pig. As a matter of fact, I got it all lined up for you. The Lone Star and with me. Good morning. Yep, Wednesday, November 4th, and no, we don't have a presidential winner yet. They're still counting the votes in about five or six states. 103.9985, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John Ann and friends. We got Rob from Just Love and Kindness, JLK, named after his late son, that you're going out there and helping the youth of the community, trying to make sure that good choices are made before bad choices can be presented. Maybe that's a decent way of putting it.
Very well.
But you had a great golf tournament. You raised a lot of money, and I'm sure you're looking forward to planning next year, which will be another monumental event. But you may have something else. You kind of hinted that you might have something else going on soon.
Yeah, I know my wife, Laura, and her now sister, more or less, are both planning an event. Mm. Downtown, hopefully. I'm not sure exactly what we're looking at yet, but we're thinking music and maybe car shows and things of that nature in the spring. And she would have to enlighten you more as to what their plan is and how it will come together. But
look, just be watching. They're coming up with
we have a
they're coming up with a plan.
Yeah, well, gotta start with a plan.
And when the bride puts her head on something. Just figure it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, yeah.
She's amazing.
And in fact, at the presentation when I was in introducing our board members, and I finished with my wife, Laura, and I said, her whole being went into this thing. And I said, to the point she was driving us all crazy. But it was a huge success, so we can't be prouder and happier, and we're praying that it does good for the community.
It will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It will.
It's making differences. And we mentioned it on the Facebook, but I don't think we mentioned it here. But I believe they said that the young lady that was the valedictorian this past year at Arkansas High, I believe she was in the inaugural
Pride. The initial.
Yeah, the initial Pride Academy when they first started it out when she was just a little youngster. And there
Look
she is,
she
the
did.
Valedictorian of the entire class.
Right.
Exactly. And there was another young lady, and I'm sorry, Christy, I forgot her name, that she spoke a little bit at the presentation across ties. And she is their longest running member.
Uh-huh.
She's well into college, but she is still here supporting Pride and staying involved with it and everything. Galen, they call him Big Boy. He's the center on the football
team. Oh, yeah. Football I know who you're talking about.
And he's a prize. He promised me that when I got old and decrepit, he would take me to Sam's and push me around.
Well,
like
what
a
good guy.
We like that, yeah.
No, it's just a really great organization, and we're just proud to be part of it. And we were, even prouder where we could do some funding and raise some money and support this thing, because it's our only hope in this country is to get these youth on the right track
before they can go down that wrong.
It all comes down to the man upstairs, our savior.
Yep.
Yes,
sir.
That's
the one leading the whole thing. And before the tournament, I was laying in bed at nights not sleeping. I'm going, my God, is this thing going to be a flop? And Laura kept saying, just God will take care of it. And he did.
Take a deep breath, step back, and let him do it.
And gave us gorgeous weather for the event.
Yes.
It just couldn't have been better.
I'm so proud.
Looking forward to further endeavors when you get a little closer, and your
you
wonderful wife has all has all the details hammered out. We'll have you back in to talk about that next event.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in, and be sure and watch for Just Love and Kindness. Great idea that they came up with, and I hope they continue to help the community, serve the community. It's great people.
Total home remodel.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.